At 7:06, we have a beautiful sunrise, 31 degrees in Tulsa, looking for a high of 62 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The state auditor releases his report on IMSA. The audit requested by the IMSA board looked at billing errors and allegations of extravagant spending by the public entity. While state auditor and inspector Gary Jones says the report did find problems, it did not find anything illegal.
While there are some issues that have to do with excess, we've talked about the fact that the board needs to work to make sure that they're overseeing this as a public entity, and it's not a private corporation. It is a public entity owned.
The report says while CEO Steve Williamson may have played a critical role in IMSA's past success, not all of his management and expenditure practices have been in the best interest of the ambulance service. You may read the full audit report on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. Flames raced through the Eagle Point Apartments in South Tulsa overnight. No one was hurt in the three-alarm blaze early this morning at the complex on 71st, just east of Yale. Now, this woman lives there and was asleep when her dog started barking.
I could faintly hear the fire alarm next door, but I could hear wood crackling. And you just know that sound.
Audio from KJRH Channel 2. Fire officials are looking for the cause of the spectacular blaze that left at least a dozen people homeless. The Red Cross is on the scene this morning assisting those displaced. Well, it's been rumored for weeks. Former Tulsa Mayor Kathy Taylor makes it official. She wants her old title back. She is announcing that she will be running for mayor later this year. She held the office from 2006 to 2009 when she did not seek re-election. A roomier interior, an updated logo, and new tail paint are some of the features of American Airlines' new look. Bill Collins is the vice president of the Tulsa maintenance base for American.
We've placed the largest order for new airplanes in aviation history. And so as you see those new airplanes come out of the factory, they will have the new paint on them, and the existing airplanes will be phased in.
A Boeing 737 with a new style was at the Tulsa maintenance base yesterday for employees to tour. A usually quiet South Tulsa neighborhood is the scene of the city's latest homicide. A 56-year-old woman was found dead in her home near 74th and South Urbana yesterday. Police this morning looking for her teenage son. How best to get the word out about making anonymous tips to help solve crimes? It's the chief task of a special group formed after the Fairmont Terrace murders. Chairman G.T. Bynum says they're looking at ways to market the Crime Stoppers program.
And we've had a broad range of discussions, everything from direct mail to homes to signs over urinals and bathrooms, and everything in between as far as ways to reach people.
The Public Safety Intelligence Working Group is expected to make its recommendations after a few more meetings. The new Broadway season of musicals at the Performing Arts Center in Tulsa will include popular contemporary shows and one holiday classic. Celebrity Attractions President Larry Payton announced the new lineup for the upcoming season on the same day that Jekyll and Hyde opened at the PAC.
Just a little over 2 months, the first part of April, this entire company will be going to the Great White Way and playing on Broadway. So you're going to get to see the show before it ever hits Broadway, and we're very excited about that.
The 2013-14 season includes White Christmas, the Blue Man Group, Chicago, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, Sister Act, and Wicked. Our weather forecast, sunny and nice, 62 for a high today. Tonight, breezy, 32 for a low. Now at 7:10, clear and 31. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.